No, it's Just Plane Radio.
Yeah.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can fly.
Tame it to the pilot, tame it to the tamer, tame it to the pilot.
Brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
It's your lucky day.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
You got a plane.
Call Just Plane Radio toll-free now at 888-884-2FLY.
And the sky's the limit.
That's 888-884-2359.
Sir, I'd like you to take the helm, please.
I'd be glad to. Greg, your co-pilot. That is me. This week, I'm joined by Captain Dennis and Mean Dude. We are your crew for Just Plane Radio, Ed and Keith. They're too busy training pilots right now. I mean, we're in peak training season, so I'm letting them do their thing. And I pulled up the A team to back us up, but I guess we'll go with that for now, because I guess I gotta suck up to these guys now, otherwise they're gonna start bashing me big time. Dennis,
well, we're gonna ask you why you're not out with Ed and Keith training, but that's just too easy.
Oh, I got an excuse or two. Mean Dude, you are where today? Where are you
heading? I am sitting at the airport. I'm at Shiloh Rockingham County Airport over here in beautiful Reidsville, North Carolina.
Okay, so you're literally in the hangar as you do the show with us today. I love it. It's setting the right atmosphere to navigate the latest aviation news and information. So welcome aboard, and I'll give you an opportunity to bust me, you know, at some point later on in the show, because that's kind of what Mean Dude does. He's there to motivate by negative reinforcement. Is that right?
That is my role in life, Greg.
Yeah, as far as to get me to learn how to fly, and it's working slowly, very slowly, but surely. But I'm gonna start off today's show by sharing a personal story, because you know we never talk about me enough on this show, and when I have that opportunity, I have to throw it out there so you can learn from my mistakes. So last week, right after the broadcast, I flew up to New York City for a big diving event. I went up there, had some meetings with Sirius XM. Actually, if you were watching Fox and Friends, you may have seen me waving to the camera. Yes, Friday morning on Fox and Friends, I was there waving behind the weather girl. I was promptly taken away by security shortly thereafter, but that was after I made the national news. So there you go, and it was good to be me, at least at that point. But leading up to that point, in that fun time I had in the Big Apple, I flew commercial, and I'm about to share a story of why you need to be a private pilot, because it was a nightmare. I was planning to fly up Wednesday morning on a United flight of all airlines.
Haven't you learned yet?
Yeah, you'd think all the stories that we've had about United lately that
Tell me you didn't take your dog with you or try to order, takeout food or something.
Hey, at this point, I'm just glad I wasn't a dog, because I was able to get back alive. But and I will tell you, the person I was flying with, they had a way worse experience than I did. I mean, the worst part for me was...
They were flying with you?
Well, okay, that was part of it, I guess, too.
Okay, sorry, that was, again,
that was too easy. I walked right into it.
Note to self, when traveling commercially, do not get the seat next to Greg.
Well, he wasn't going to, because I was flying first class, because I am who I am, right? And I had booked a first class ticket. However, if you heard about the big nor'easter there last week, that had created a problem for our flight, and they literally canceled it the night before because of weather. Okay, it happens. I get on the phone, try to get someone on from United, and not so lucky in that regard. But I did get on with my, I had their app and everything, and I was able to book an alternative flight. Of course, they bumped me back down to economy, and I'm in a middle seat, and I'm like griping like a, like the wuss that I can be. But, the weather is the weather. I was like, if I can get up there, fine, I'll get up there. So I'm flying from Orlando to Newark. That is our flight path. And I had a nonstop flight initially. So when they canceled the flight, they gave us the alternate to fly a little later in the day and arrive later in Newark at night, 12 hours later, hopefully with the idea of, the snowstorm will be over and the airplanes will be flying and landing in Newark and it'll be all good. However, they route us through Houston, and we don't leave until like 1:30. Initially, I was supposed to leave at 9 a.m. with my buddy, And I'm thinking, well, they'll cancel the flight, you know, if it's not going to be able to go, you know, before we get on the plane in Orlando and head to Houston, you know, at 1:30. And of course, you know, what was I thinking? Of course, it never works that way. And of course, we got on the plane, Orlando to Houston. And while we were in the air, they canceled the flight from Houston to Newark. So we got stranded in Houston for a night, and because it was weather, it was on our own dime. Okay, I get it. That's fine. We're inconvenienced, and we have to get in this big long line to rebook, and it's a big headache in Houston. But you know, we navigate through it. I'm a seasoned traveler. I know how to do this stuff, right? And so, you know, they put us on a standby flight the next morning. It's like 50-50 whether we're going to get on it, but sure enough, we do. Now, you know, I'm not flying first class, so I'm still griping. But at least they got me there. Okay. I get up to New York, and we're fine. The storm's over. And we're getting ready to grab our bags. I get my bags fine. My buddy, however, does not get his, even though when they check, they see that the tag is showing that, yes, it was delivered here. It should be on the carousel. Well, no, we've been looking for the last half hour. It's not there. And he has kind of a generic-looking bag. And long story short, we think, well, maybe somebody must have took his bag by mistake, and maybe they'll bring it back to the airport later, and they'll deliver it to the hotel. It's happened before. It could happen again. No big deal. We were up in New York for 5 days. No sign of any bag, no call, no nothing from United until we're flying back the following Sunday. So we, you know, luckily I had told him, I said, look, you know, the weather's the weather. Pack some extra clothes in your carry-on just in case. We get, you know, get delayed or, you know, God forbid, our flight gets canceled and we get stranded in Houston. So he had one set of extra clothes with him. That ended up having to last 5 full days, and he managed pretty good, you know, along with a little stop over to Walmart. And so we get back to the airport to fly back home on Sunday, and what happens is he... checks in, or I check in fine. I'm flying first class. They got me in first class this time. But when he goes to check in, he's not even in the computer system anymore. So he doesn't have his return flight. So we got to get in the special line, you know, and that takes like an hour. And they finally get him on the plane and get him a ticket. And they weren't very happy with him, though. They were just kind of like, well, okay, what do you need? You know, not that they got to be like bubbly or anything, but they were a little... You know, just felt like we were putting him out. Like, okay, whatever. But they get him on the plane. He's happy. You know, he's like you said, he's just happy. He's not a dog or anything. And, you know, they haven't kicked him off the plane permanently or anything. And he's happy to have a seat. So after this, after we check into the flight, I say, well, let's go back down to baggage claim and see if there's any chance your bag has been, you know, has shown up here at the airport before we head back through security and back to Orlando. And sure enough, we go down there and we check in with the baggage people, and they say, well, let us go take a look. And 10 minutes later, they come out with his bag, and we're like, and he's like happy. He's like, oh, I got my bag. Great. That's awesome. You know, I'm like, wow. Okay. Well, that's fine. But what happened to it? She goes, well, you mistagged it. It was his fault. And I'm like, what do you mean he mistagged it? You guys did this. You routed us through Houston. We didn't even see our bags when we came from Orlando. But she was like starting to argue with him that my buddy had mistagged his bag. And, you know, we let it go, whatever. It was just kind of weird, you know. And then I said, well, look, you know, we're flying back to Orlando. He has this bag. He has to recheck. Can you check it back to Orlando for him now? And she said, well, I can't do that. You got to take that upstairs and talk to the supervisor. Because I can't waive the $25 check bag fee. And I'm like, really? Oh, like, okay. So we go back up there, and sure enough, we talk to the supervisor, and she says, nope, can't do it. You'll have to call United once you get back home. Give us your $25 so you can check your bag back to Orlando.
So the same bag that they lost.
Exactly. So he got his bag back from United just in time to be charged another $25 to check it back to Orlando. It was the craziest thing I'd ever seen. Now, he was
$50 to do nothing.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
I mean, he was so defeated. He you know, if it was me, I would have been, you know, causing quite a ruckus in the airport. But he was so defeated and beat down at that point, he didn't argue with him one bit. He was just like I said, he was just happy he wasn't a dog that had been suffocated to death in the overhead bin. So, I, you know, if anybody from United is listening to this, God help you. You need a little help there, my friends. A little more customer service needs to put into play. You know, you literally, we interface with three different employees, and all of them, they did it. They got the job done to it, but they weren't very helpful. They didn't smile or nothing. And I was like, wow, something's wrong. So, I don't know. The moral of this story is glad you weren't me, or especially glad you weren't my buddy flying last week. You know, I don't know. I vented. Do you guys feel better?
You
or is
feel
it
better
just
now?
Me? I do. I feel a little better.
Step away from the ledge. Really.
Yes,
step
exactly. Ledge. Okay, I'm coming back, and we'll get back on track here with Just Plain Radio next. Stay close.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle. Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder. Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and flight training professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Need to replace that old Garmin? Need a new GPS for your plane? No matter what you fly, Avidyne has you covered. Since 1994, Avidyne's been a market leader in the design of intuitive displays in avionics. The mission has always been to use innovative technology to improve safety and increase aircraft utility. Go to Avidyne.com to find a dealer in the solution for you. That's Avidyne.com or call 1-800-AVIDYNE. Avidyne. For pilots that know the difference.
You are now clear for takeoff with Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
You can't fly.
No, but until I can, I have to set up for piloting a plane. Let's do it.
Come on, Bernie. You can't ground this eagle. It needs to soar. You know I can do this.
We've come this far. Don't you be scared now. Cause you can learn to fly on the way down.
This is Just Plain Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That is me with Mean Dude and Captain Dennis. And, I had a little incident there with United this past week. And, you know, I don't really want to bash on them so much individually, even though it probably sounded like I was. I mean, you know, they have their bad days and their good days, all these workers and stuff. But it just seems so ridiculous that they couldn't, you know, resolve a quick problem like, you know, hey, you lost my bag for 5 days, and then you're going to charge me another $25 to send it back home? Come on.
Well, you give them the proper motivation to find that bag, like Mean Dude was sharing during the break.
Yeah, what was this you did when this happened to you?
I've had this happen several times, and I find it's always it always expedites my bag back to me when I just mention to them that when I run out of clothing, I'm coming back to the airport to see them au naturel.
And,
generally speaking, my bag shows up within probably about 3 or 4 hours.
Hey, you know what? I never used that technique, but that is something we should have put into play there in Newark.
And insist on you want a middle seat, too.
Yeah. Okay.
Ooh.
Yeah. You better upgrade me to first class. because you're not going to want anybody cheek to cheek in one of those middle seats in the economy right now with what I'm wearing. Yeah, God forbid how he got by with two pair of underwear in 5 days. You hear what I'm saying? I don't want to know what his technique was, but I'm assuming
inside out and backwards. You get 4 days out of a pair.
Okay. Sounds like it's spoken from experience there, Dennis. So maybe a little too much information, but whatever.
Too much sharing. Oh well.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, fair enough. So I don't know. Maybe you can learn for that. Maybe you won't. Let's navigate to some other stuff that maybe you will be a little bit more positive. Dennis, what have you been up to? Have you been flying your plane with all the new gear in it, or what?
I have been. I've had a chance to take one of my coworkers from my day job up for a flight. Went and did that, and then proceeded to put in the new carpeting finally in the airplane. So I think I'm done with major projects at this point. Everything that I wanted to get done is done.
Excellent. So,
yeah, right. It's really nice. You know, now I'm not staring at that old ratty carpet anymore. I got a nice clean looking interior to go with the nice new panel.
Yeah, and you've been emailing me some new toys that you got your eyes on already as we get ready for Sun and Fun. Is that what you're doing, laying the groundwork for the toys that you plan to pick up at the show here in a few weeks?
Well, it'd be nice to start looking. We kind of missed an opportunity. I didn't realize the Aircraft Electronics Association Expo was going on this week.
Yes.
And there's been several announcements that have already come out of that, including one from Aspen. You know, and I've had my eyes on their glass cockpit replacements as a affordable option to upgrade. We'll have to hold off a little bit since my wallet has been pretty much emptied. But it's nice to see that they now have a sub $5,000 glass panel option. And apparently they're partnering with TrueTrack to be able to combine that glass panel along with TrueTrack's autopilot for under $10,000. So they're going right up against what Dynon had announced just a couple weeks ago,
right,
where you can get a glass solution in the $10,000 price range.
Okay. Well, that sounds like something to, you know, put your sights on or explore more at Sun and Fun here in Lakeland in a few weeks, where we're planning out our travel for that event. Now, you coming down for that, mean dude? Do you go to the Sun and Fun show?
I would love to be there. This year has been crazy in mean dude world, so we're going to go ahead and hang local this year. I'm putting it on the calendar for next year.
Okay, but you've been doing some training. I know, because I've been getting your emails like, Greg, I did this today. Where have you been? What are you doing?
Yep.
Come on.
Yep. In fact, I was scheduled to go do a little flying today. We wound up scrubbing that for a few different reasons, but back at the hangar now, just kind of chilling out, relaxing at the end of the day, and talking on Just Plane Radio. Hey.
Well, exactly. If you can't fly, you might as well talk about it on Just Plane Radio today. So
you could say that I'm really hangar flying today.
That's right. I love it. And you're working towards your IFR right now. That's your plan, correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
So Greg.
Yes.
Back to the usual discussion here.
Yeah. Okay,
1.6 hours on the IFR IFR column for last week. For
right. Me. Right.
And how's your logbook? How's your logbook looking? What's in there?
Well, my logbook is there in my backpack of aviation stuff. And
okay.
Dust. And I've been flying and arguing with the people that work with United. And so I've been talking about it as well. In a way, you know, I'm kind of doing the same thing. But the good news is I did make some progress, last week on some other things that have been kind of distracting me from getting back in the cockpit. And I think I got that resolved. So by this time next week, hopefully, I'm going to have my paperwork in for my medical, to get my medical on track. So, you know, I had to go make an appearance on Fox and Friends. I actually was up there, you know, playing. I went to the debut of the Escape from Margaritaville Broadway show with Jimmy Buffett. And he's a pilot, so that counts for something, doesn't it?
Not in this case.
Oh, come on, guys. Cut me some slack.
But have for 6 years.
Well, that's okay. But I will tell you, just for the record, that new show, that Escape to Margaritaville show, is phenomenal. Very, very well done. And, you know, look, it may be here today, gone tomorrow, is the way Broadway runs. But I've seen a lot of Broadway shows. Every time I go up to New York, I usually catch a show or two, because the talent up there on Broadway is just phenomenal. You can't get it anywhere else in the world like that. And all the Jimmy Buffett tunes are done, and they got a cool story. It's funny and so well executed. I mean, hats off to Mr. Buffett. He's bound to make, you know, several million more dollars or a billion, God knows what. But the fact that he's an aviator as well, I feel obligated to go see his show. You know what I mean? From that perspective. And I was very pleasantly surprised. I thought it'd be okay, but it was great. So there's my review of Escape to Margaritaville. And
I'm wondering if you can just record that in the comments in your logbook.
Yeah, I would think it would count for something, you know? I mean, what,
zero hours.
0 hours, comments, saw show.
Yeah.
Yeah, that works.
Well, you know, when I'm doing my oral exam with the flight examiner, and I can strike up these kind of conversations and kind of grease the wheel. And like, all right, Greg, let's get back to flying the plane. Well, let me tell you about the show. And
well,
Mr.
it might
Buffett.
Help explain the gap in your logbook when he starts going, okay, you did this in 2013, 14, and then what happened?
I saw Jimmy Buffett's Broadway show. He's a pilot. That counts for something, doesn't it? And he'll go, no, moving on. but I can try. You know, all these things kind of make it easier for me to communicate with my fellow aviators. You know, I can bring this to the table, and they can blow it off accordingly, but at least it gives us something to chat about or distract from the fact that I may not know everything I need to know just yet. But I'm going to get there. And the fact that my, you know, it keeps my head in the game. I'm going to go with that excuse for now.
I guess we have to give you a pass here.
Yeah, he's going to give me a pass.
I'm giving you a pass, but it's Greg, it's weak, man.
It's pretty weak.
Okay?
Hey, that's better than no. Which I thought that was going to be the answer. So I'll take it.
You've been telling me I'm too nice. I think I'm being too nice again, but I'm just going to I'll let it slide. Be nice this time around.
All right. So. Well, I'll take it. We're coming up. Stay close.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Up around the stratosphere at 31,000 feet. I'm gonna fly on out of here on wings that you can't see. If you're gonna fly high without fear, you're gonna have to learn to love the atmosphere, and you gotta learn to use those wings you can't see.
That is Jimmy Buffett, my close personal friend, now that I saw Escape from Margaritaville on Broadway last week. I am Greg, your co-pilot, along with Captain Dennis and the mean dude. Rounding out the crew here at Just Plane Radio. So, Sun and Fun is coming up here in, like, 3 weeks, I guess, thereabouts?
Just about.
And in Lakeland, Florida, we're going to be there with bells on. And Dennis is going to fly his plane down. Mean Dude said he can't make it, but you may still interface with him at some point, Dennis, or what? What are you doing?
Yeah, well, we were actually talking offline about maybe meeting up with Mean Dude in person on the way back home from Sun and Fun. So I've got to stop for gas at about halfway point, which is somewhere in the either Missouri or Kentucky, Tennessee, you know, somewhere along that line. And so we're trying to find a spot that works conveniently for both of us, and we'll take our airplanes and meet in the middle.
Okay. And that's the plan, Mean Dude? Or do you have like a $100 hamburger idea as well or what?
Yeah, probably about a $150 hamburger for this trip. But yeah, it'd be pretty cool.
Well, there you go. And what about fuel prices for some of the airports around there? Do you got some ideas in that neck of the woods?
You know, typically what I'll do is I'll check them online before I head out and see if I can come up with a decent idea for fuel prices. But when you really think about it, you know, even if it winds up costing $10 or $15 more, what's another $10 or $15 in the bucket at that point, right?
Well, exactly. I mean, you get to hang with Captain Dennis. I mean, that's enough payoff in itself right there.
That's right.
And I don't know about that, but I think probably the bigger priority for us is, you know, where's the restaurant on the field type of a place? You know, where's a good place to go? What do we want to do?
Yeah.
And so if it winds up being 25 cents a gallon more to get gas at the airport that's got the restaurant, that probably makes more sense than landing at some out-of-the-way place to save, you know, a few cents here and there.
Well, it's about the company, not the cooking, maybe.
Exactly. Yeah. Well,
Well,
it is about the cooking.
It is. Okay, sorry.
I want to go back to Cape Girardeau. That that restaurant on the airport there was pretty impressive.
You're going to have to do some research there, mean dude, because he really doesn't care about meeting you as much as he wants some great chow on the way back to Minnesota.
Well, the last time I stopped out at one of the destinations we're talking about, the chow was good, and quite frankly, I wouldn't mind going back. They had a really decent sandwich special there. They called it the Cessna 172. So
sounds delicious. More coming up.
You get a discount if you fly in with one?
Unfortunately, no. I tried that.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
You are now clear for takeoff with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
You gonna ride shotgun with me, help me fly?
That's the plan.
Spread your wings and fly away. Fly away. Far away. Pull yourself together, cause you know you should do better. That's because you're a free man.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me, along with Captain Dennis and the mean dude. That's
in the house.
Yeah, that's right. He's in the house, or in the hangar, actually. He's literally hanging out at the hangar at his local airport and helping us out today because Captain Ed and Keith are, you know, teaching new pilots how to fly planes and stuff. So they didn't have time for us today. Next week, I'm sure they'll be back. And we're working together to kind of bring the entire crew out to the Sun and Fun show here in a few weeks in Lakeland, Florida, for that big event. It's like the spring break of aviation. And by the way, the weather down here is phenomenal, especially after I spent last week in New York City and it was like 35 degrees all week.
And your flight was canceled because of the nor'easter.
Yeah, and the snow and all that stuff. Man, I came back home. I'm like, oh my God, thank you. This is why I live here. And I just wish I was in a plane. That'd be the only bonus. But it's going to happen. And we're going to make that happen for sure soon. I did come back and I got your email, Dennis. That was big news. You got all your avionics installed in your Mooney 201. And now the FAA has congratulated you with what?
Well, we submitted the paperwork for the ADS-B rebate. And mm-hmm. So all the submissions and everything went through. Well, I just got confirmation that it's all been approved. So quite literally, the check is in the mail.
Excellent. So he got it under the deadline. He gets the rebate, and now he gets to go blow it when he goes to Sun. No,
it's already spent, unfortunately.
Oh, of course it is.
There was a very large bill that needed to come due here with putting all that stuff in the airplane, but it is so worth it.
Well, you know, now that you got your plane back to order, you can just fly from Minnesota out to Vegas and bet it all on black.
Double it. Yeah, there we go.
At least. What about you,
Well, we should have done that this week because we could have been out there for the AEA Expo.
That's right. See, we're not planning out our flight itineraries appropriately.
We'll have to work on that for next year because the more I've seen coming up on the web in the last couple of days of some of the announcements coming out of there, it's like, wow, that would be really kind of fun to be on the floor to see some of this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Our friends at UAvionics, I think we talked about them a couple times over the last year or so. They were the ones that came up with the little Sky Beacon ADS-B solution where it would replace one of your nav lights on a wingtip.
Yeah.
They've actually released a follow-on product to replace the tail lights. Now you don't have to worry about, well, I've got the ADS-B on the right wing, but I've got my old bulb on the left. We'll just replace the one in the tail, and that's all you need, and you're done. It's like, why didn't I think of that? You know, it's brilliant. The wires and power are already there. It's simple.
It's just an easy retrofit type of thing. But, you know, they were in Vegas for the electronics show, but they'll be out there for Sun and Fun, I bet, too.
Oh, yeah. We'll definitely have to go look them up and just take a look. Although, you know, I've already equipped, so there's really less of an interest for me. But I think there's a lot of people out there. You know, perhaps maybe even mean dude. I don't know. Are you planning on heading off to the Bahamas, or are you keeping your airplane domestic the whole time?
Yeah, what are you? You got a 172, right, mean dude?
172, and while I intend on keeping it domestic, the flip side is I do intend to ADS-B equip. So still looking at my options for the 2020 deadline and not sure which way to go just yet. I mean, I've read a few different articles on the matter, and you know, it seems like there are a lot of low cost solutions, but the low cost solutions don't allow you to do everything some of the higher cost ones would at this point, as far as the in out options and things as such.
Right. Well, the solution that you got, Dennis, with Apario, that would work for him, wouldn't it?
Oh, sure it would. Yep. Yeah. That equips for everything. It's 1090ES, so it gives you the ability to cross international borders with it and meets all of the US requirements. This little sky beacon thing here would be perfectly suitable for inside the U.S. airspace below 18,000 feet. As long as you don't want to go fly to the Bahamas or something with your plane, this would be perfect.
Yeah, well, what are you planning to do there? I mean, dude, are you going to do some Caribbean flying, or are you just planning to putz around there in North Carolina and just have some fun inland?
It's a Skyhawk. I'm planning to putz around North Carolina and have some fun inland.
Yeah.
But however, I tell you, the in-out piece fascinates me. But the flip side of that is, you know, I could go out and buy a little Stratix receiver for that and take care of that as far as receiving signal back from other aircraft. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, and this at least gets you equipped for the out. So now that Stratix is far more more valuable, because it's actually you're participating in out, so you get the full picture of all the traffic coming back in.
Yeah. What's the price point on something like that at this point?
I haven't seen. I don't think they have it announced yet. But I think the wingtip beacon was like in the $14.95 for experimental, and I think they're saying this is going to be in under $2,000 for a certified airplane. So that's a pretty reasonable way to install it. And since you're not going to have to rip apart your panel like I did, might save you a ton of money on the install side.
That doesn't sound like a bad way to go right there. Yeah, Garmin has a solution that's sub $2,000, but it sounds like it's got a lot more wiring than the Skybeacon would have.
Now, the Garmin one, I think, actually connects in between your existing transponder.
That's right.
And that's not what you want, right, Dennis? You would want something
similar. It's a great solution. It's kind of along the same lines here. You know, it uses the existing wiring that's in the plane, and you get a better quality signal because it's connected directly to your transponder. And you know, there's just a lot of options that have started coming up here, and more coming.
Yeah, well, that's why you should have been at the electronic show in Vegas last week, or coming to Sun and Fun. You're not doing either, mean dude. Now it's time to bust you.
Yeah, okay, I'm slacking.
No, you're 172, so it's a Skyhawk. And yeah. What year is it?
59.
A 59, okay, so it's an older one. Yeah. So are you planning to dump some substantial money into it for this stuff, or you just want to kind of get it up to code by 2020 and that'll be good enough for you?
Well, I'm thinking up to code by 2020 as far as the ADS-B piece goes, but we spent some money on some, for lack of better words, previously loved avionics for the aircraft at this point. So we're putting some yellow tagged avionics in there that we managed to pick up from a few different sources right now. I just got a King RNAV for the thing. That's going to be the latest and greatest piece. And I got a decent audio panel finally. And hopefully in the next couple of weeks, we'll be throwing those items in there.
Okay. When you say we, are you talking about like, what is this, a club plane, or do you actually own it, or what?
It's all me. The we comes down to I've got a friend of mine who's an avionics guy who's willing to allow me to do it as an owner assist.
Aha, I gotcha.
We're gonna save a couple dimes, and I'm gonna rent on my own airplane and have him check and make sure I did it correctly and yell at me when I don't and sign off at the other end.
Okay. Well, that sounds like a good plan. It does indeed. You know, and a 172 can do everything you really need it to do. I mean, you could take a couple people and some bags. You don't have to worry about, you know, being charged your extra luggage and losing a bag if you fly up to Newark. You know what I mean?
If I lose a bag, I'm in big trouble.
Exactly. Yeah, you're going to lose a bit more than the bag if you have it.
That's right.
It ain't going to be worth trying to find it. But that's okay. But you could be like this guy. And where was this story from? Australia, where the guy was flying the Spitfire? Is that what it was?
Yeah,
Dennis?
I think it was something like outside of Sydney or one of the major cities out there. The guy lives on his own little private airstrip, and he was only allowed to fly like one day a week out of his airstrip. And so he petitioned the city council to be able to fly his airplane every day to and from work to commute, because the amount of time he'd spend stuck in traffic, he could just jump in his airplane and be to work in 15 minutes. And so he succeeded. And so now he's flying a replica of a Spitfire, a World War II fighter.
Yeah.
And apparently his neighbors aren't too happy about that. But
the HOA did not approve.
Well, they didn't have a choice. They were overruled.
Wow. Yeah, because
making
Spitfire,
friends and influencing people, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah. The Spitfire will probably be on display and probably part of the air show and at Sun and Fun, I'm guessing. Wouldn't you think?
Well, I don't know if he's going to want to bring that all the way from...
Well, I mean, one of the other ones that they have.
Well, yeah, there, I'm sure there'll be at least one Spitfire there.
And they make a lot of racket. They're impressive looking.
V12s.
Yeah, they're cool as heck, but boy, are they can be kind of loud. So I could see this creating a bit of a problem, but I'm sure as soon as he lands and you know, some of his neighbors come up to him, complain, and, you know, they pull out a knife, he goes, "That's not a knife, I'll show you a knife." Yeah, you know, that was a Crocodile Dundee reference.
Yeah, yeah, we got it.
Okay. Yeah. A very bad one. I apologize. Anyway, that would be cool to see, but annoying to live by.
Yeah, but think about how awesome your commute would be. Would you be happy to go to work every day. You know, hey, I'm going to go fly the Spitfire. See ya.
It's like a classic Harley in the sky, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
It's the same kind of
loud
thing. Exactly. Well, I think it's louder. I think it'd even be louder, wouldn't it? Those things are...
Okay, so it'd be like a whole Hell's Angels gang,
yes,
of Harleys. How's that?
I agree. But, you know, so if you could get over the decibel level, I think you would think that was pretty cool. It just, you know, it'd just be kind of annoying if it was your alarm clock every morning. Well, time to get up. Charlie's flying his friggin' plane to work. Oh, well.
Me, personally, I'd love to wake up to the sound of a Mustang or a Spitfire.
Okay.
That'd be great.
Spoken like a true aviator. All right, more coming up on Just Plane Radio.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
For nearly 75 years, the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association has been a beacon for those who cherish the freedom to fly. AOPA protects your rights as a pilot by fighting airspace restrictions, fuel taxes, user fees, airport closings, and other issues that threaten your ability to take to the sky. AOPA is on the front lines every day to ensure that general aviation and the interests of its members are promoted and safeguarded. Learn more about how you can become a member at AOPA.org.
Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder.
Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and flight training professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Listen up. You want to hit back? We're going to have to wingsuit in. It's the only way to get close. I can't promise anyone a ride home, but if you're with me, the world needs you now.
And I can fly.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That is me, along with Captain Dennis and the Mean Dude, rounding out the crew today as we navigate the latest aviation news and information, and then a bunch of stories that just we find mildly amusing. All right, so you know, if you have a neighbor who has a Spitfire and flies it into work, every day. Cool to look at, annoying to live by, maybe, due to the noise issue. I don't think if you were, if you're an aviator, you would probably tolerate it. If you were not, you'd probably not, I guess.
You know, but the funny thing is those people are going to complain about him taking off and land, you know, flying with his Spitfire, and now how the airplane noise is such a problem. But none of them have a problem getting out and firing up their Harley Davidson and revving it up at least 12 times to make sure the engine started.
Yes.
You know? Well, that's all perfectly fine and just as loud and maybe even more annoying.
Well, you don't want to be one of those people, unless you're the owner.
Yeah. So I understand it, but I still don't justify it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, everybody has their toys. And just us aviators have cooler ones. Let's be real. Yeah. But not everybody agrees with us. I mean, not only does this apply to this guy in Australia, but here back in the States, we have some issues with, you know, airports and the local communities, whether it's Santa Monica wanting to close down the airport because they don't like the traffic, the noise.
Did you see how well that worked out for them? They shortened the runway to cut down the number of jets coming in. But what happened? Have an increase in the number of helicopters and turboprops.
Exactly.
And the last time I checked, the helicopters are a lot noisier and linger a lot longer.
Correct.
So that noise is probably even more annoying now for the residents. Mm-hmm. So good on them.
But there is some research out there. They're trying to figure out other unique ways other than sound walls and things like that. And one proposal, we got this story and what the research was shown that they could limit the noise by making the planes fly slower? Is that what it was?
Yeah, it seems counterintuitive. You think you'd want to get the airplane over your house as quick as possible to get the noise to pass. But some researchers at MIT have been studying the noise situation around Boston Logan Airport. And they've determined that if they could just slow the airplanes down by as much as 30 knots, which doesn't seem like a lot, but they could actually reduce the impact on the neighborhoods by a large extent, far more so than changing routes or other things. The downside to that, though, is the airplanes are flying longer, which means the engines are running longer. It's increasing the amount of fuel that's being burned and carbon dioxide emissions, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So everything's a trade-off. But it's just interesting to look at that. You know, hey, slow the planes down a little bit. Makes a little bit less whooshing noise as it goes over.
Well, I guess that would work, but what they're up at like, 10,000 feet and say, okay, when you get close to the airport, just shut the engines off and glide back down to the runway.
Well, they're actually working on that. I mean, they do that here at Minneapolis. They've got some optimized arrivals where they keep the airplanes up at cruise altitude as long as possible and then effectively pull them into an idle almost all the way down to the runway so that they're not doing the old step downs of, go take them from 30,000 to 25 to 20 and keep stepping them down. Instead, they keep them higher longer and just let them kind of dive to the runway.
Yeah. Well, I mean, maybe if they could, adjust those glide slopes and keep them on track, it'd be okay. But I mean, every plane I've been on, when they're landing, especially when they kick into the flaps on those jets and stuff, then they throttle up to compensate for the flaps going down, and that's when
the drag and throw the gear out.
Exactly. Yep. The plane's making a bunch of racket even in the airplane. So they would have to convert all the pilots into glide pilot experts, I guess, to do that. So that just don't make any sense. I think
no, and the problem is you have one airplane that, is out of sequence or different speeds and overtaking that it kind of throws the whole thing out the window. Not every airplane's gonna glide at the same speeds and same approach speeds that they could just have them perfectly sequenced.
Right. The only other alternative is to just give everybody like a Cessna 172 like Main Dude. And then if everyone had their own plane and they could fly it, then you couldn't complain about your neighbor because, hey, you do the same thing. You have the same thing, right? Everyone gets a free plane. It sounds like a campaign promise.
Sounds like Oprah. You get a Skyhawk. You get a Mooney.
Yeah.
Here we go.
I like it. I like it a lot. It could work. At least the three of us can agree on this, I think. I mean, what about your airport up there in North Carolina? I mean, dude, is it pretty busy or no?
It's a fairly sleepy little airport. There's some jet traffic through here. In fact, one taxied by a few minutes ago, and we've got a couple of turboprops out of here. But for the most part, it's a pretty quiet little backwoods airport. We've got a few residents nearby. I always try to keep them in mind when I fly a pattern. I try to fly out past the houses and cut back up with the main roads to keep the noise out from over top of their heads at night.
Yeah, until you meet them and they cut you off on the road or something, and then you make a special point to fly directly over them.
Well, they keep telling me I'm number one when I come out of the airport.
Aha! You get that salute as well.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
I'm with you. I'm with you.
You're number one, too. Hey.
Always. So many times. It's crazy. It really goes straight to my head, too. But hey, it's just, you know, you roll with it. You definitely roll with it. But as far as that, you just get out there and fly your plane, have a good time, and when you're up in the air, it's just the place to be, I guess. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I try to stay away from doing takeoffs and landings at night as much as I can. You know, when I come back in at night, I come back in at night, and I figure cut them a break after 8 p.m., but during the day, everything's game. This airport's been here for a long time, and you know it's probably not a good way to look at it, but they moved next to the airport. The airport didn't move next to them.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you keep up that kind of activity or keep doing things like that, you're going to lose your moniker. You don't sound like a mean dude. You sound like a nice dude.
Every time I come on the show, you bust me for being too nice, Greg.
Yeah, that's true. I'm expecting to have bruises and scars, cuts, and all kinds of things. But here we got through the entire show, and I'm still walking. I don't even have a limp. I guess it's that camaraderie of being fellow aviators, or wannabe aviators in my case, that kept me some slack.
You were saved by Jimmy Buffett.
Okay, there we go. I knew it was something. All right, and on that note, we'll end it. Till next time, remember, there is no better high
than learning to fly.
Just Plane Radio is brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
It's the only way to be sure.
Just Plane Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
But just plain wrong.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at JustPlaneRadio.com.
I'm going to leave my people up to the radio tower.
So tell a friend and take off every week with Just Plane Radio.
And I'm going to make a call.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Listen up, everybody. I have some news.
The opinions you just heard on Just Plane Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
We are screwed.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
A little too far. Cross the line.
There are many factors to consider before learning to fly.
What is your problem?
So make sure you do your own research and get the proper instruction before your exploration into aviation.
Thank you very much, sir.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at JustPlaneRadio.com.